Judge Sarah Taft Carter has ordered mediation in the pension case. How will you decide whether you will support or not support the terms of a possible settlement in this case?
Well, the issues are really four areas of pension reform. There's age of retirement, there's a suspension of the cost of living adjustments, the COLAs, the imposition of the hybrid plan, that we had as federal employees, that I had as a federal employee, and then the reamortization. So it's really four areas of pension reform. So we'll be addressing what can occur in any of those four areas, and with the thought that ultimately this has got to be good for the taxpayers and it has to be approved by the General Assembly. That's the process, and that's a good process.
If there's a proposal on the table that would preserve, say, 75% of the savings from last year's pension overhaul, would you support that?
I don't want to put numbers yet, Ian, whether it's 95% or 98% or 50%. We'll see where this goes. We'll bargain in good faith and we'll protect the taxpayers of Rhode Island. That's what I've always done. That's what I always will do.
What happens if you are ready to approve a settlement on the pension litigation, but Treasurer Raimondo is not? Do you have the ultimate authority to approve a settlement for the state?
Any change, as I said, even a semicolon or drastic changes, will have to go to the General Assembly, and then the governor has a veto option. That's the process. The General Charger technically is a bystander.
How would you answer people who think that your position in favoring negotiations on the pension issue is an attempt to rebuild your support with labor?
No, I'm doing this as a governor that has to put together budgets. And even in last year's budget, where I didn't have any escrow money for the possibility of losing in court, that's not the way I like to do budget. As I just said earlier in the interview, I like to think ahead for next year and the year after that and the year after that and make my community better. And if we're falling deeper and deeper in the hole by not putting money aside for the possible loss in court, that's not a good thing. So I'd like to get this resolved on behalf of the taxpayers of Rhode Island. That's the smart course to take. I think any common sense person would tell you that. Every year that goes by, we get in deeper in the hole. It makes it harder to get out in the advent of as the treasurer said, a fiscal calamity of losing in court.
Is it possible to leave politics out of this mediation process around the pension litigation, considering how both you and the treasurer are expected to run for governor in 2014?
In this case, the best politics are making the best decision for the taxpayers. I equate the two.
What are your top goals for 2013?
It's the same as it's always been, provide a stable foundation for building Rhode Island's economy. The most important aspects of that foundation are stability and predictability and certainty. Those are important words for the business community. They want to have that predictability, that certainty, that stability to make investments in Rhode Island, whether you're here in Rhode Island as a company and thinking of, do I want to continue to invest and grow my company here, or an outside company looking expanding into Rhode Island, and they can look and say, this is a firm foundation to build on. That's what I want to do, and that's my goal. And to do that through investing in education and infrastructure and workforce development, it all comes together for that solid foundation I talk about.
What would you cite as your greatest accomplishment in 2012?
Making the cities and towns a priority has certainly been important. We've made progress. It's not as aggressive and as fast as I would have liked to have seen, but we're making progress on Central Falls and Pawtucket, Providence, Woonsocket, West Warwick. Those were the big dangers I saw in providing that predictability, that certainty, that stability for companies to invest in Rhode Island. They didn't want to see Central Falls in the national news going into bankruptcy, or the worst case, our capital city of Providence going into bankruptcy.
How about your greatest frustration from 2012?
Certainly the collapse of 38 Studios, and you can't think about 2012 and leave that as just the worst thing that could have happened to Rhode Island. The time we're finally coming out of all the challenges that we have in this state and the cities and towns and investing in our schools, and then to have that setback of looking at either defaulting on moral obligation bonds or raising our taxes and fees to recoup the $100 million we owe, none of those are good decisions. I've Now I've got a court case hoping to recoup for the taxpayers of Rhode Island the money that we would otherwise owe.
Do you feel that you and your administration did enough to monitor the implementation of this loan guarantee?
Oh, absolutely. And my role was to write the checks once the deal was done and the first checks have been written, and I did that. I equate this to being told to go take a Ford Fiesta, Ford Pinto, into the Indy 500 and saying, go win the race. All I do was put the gas in it. And this was a very, very volatile industry that really the state had no business getting involved in, especially when the head of the company is a retired baseball player with no experience in any kind of business at all.
How about that question in terms of the cities and towns? Is there a contradiction there in how officials, including yourself, were at one point calling for legislative remedies to help deal with some of these thorny issues involving public employees, and now we've seen a lot of progress through negotiation in Providence, and we're seeing negotiation on the state pension overhaul of last year?
You look at the state pension, if that was the top of the list of urgency issues, the state pension was about 50% funded. These local plans are down in the teens. The Coventry plan, the Cranston plan, the West Warwick, some of these pension plans are down at 17%, 18%, 19%. So, no, we still have to address these local plans. And whether we do that through negotiation or through legislation that helps them, it's got to be a combination. I certainly want to do my part here on the state side with legislation to give them, whether it's suspension of COLAs, that enabling legislation that will help them in court, the tools they need to address these underfunded pension plans. They're still there. They haven't gone away. If anything, they've gotten worse.
You've said you're thinking about possibly becoming a Democrat to run for governor in 2014. Why are you considering that?
Well, this question goes back to when I spoke at the Democratic Convention over the summer, and the same questions were asked. It really hasn't changed. Just consider my options.
Some people might think that becoming a Democrat, if you do that, that would be for politically opportune reasons, that there is not a lot of party infrastructure when someone runs as an independent.
Yeah, really, again, we're just finished an election. My election is, re-election is 2 years away, so I really have addressed that, all these political questions, and really nothing more to say about them.
Are you committed to running for re-election?
Yes, I'm out there raising the money, doing what's necessary.
In terms of your budget, will we see new revenue increases?
The budget will come out in January.
You're not going to discuss any details in advance of that?
No, we're still putting it together, and that's the way the process works.
Would you like there to be revenue increases?
Again, the budget will be out in January. Of course, I would not like to see any increase in taxes or fees. And no politician does. We want to see reductions that grows an economy. But I also believe in living up to the obligations to protect our citizens to the best of our ability and provide the services they demand.
We're heading into 2013, and Rhode Island is still struggling with high unemployment. Has your administration brought enough urgency to trying to improve Rhode Island's economy?
There's nothing I think about more every day, and that has not changed from the day I took the oath of office, than the Rhode Island economy. And so it's a complete inaccuracy to suggest in any way there's not a sense of urgency about the Rhode Island economy. I'm sure that's true of anybody that's been elected to office. That we want our communities to prosper and to thrive, and that's why we run for office, and that's what I work on every day. It's not flashy, and it's kind of odd that some of the people that actually supported the 38 Studios deal are accusing me of not having a sense of urgency. Sense of urgency is sometimes how you define it. And if you're going to throw $75 million at a company and call that urgency, that's not my way of building a company started by a retired baseball player with no business experience. That's not my way of doing business. I'm going to do it the methodical, conservative way of investing in education, investing in our roads and bridges, investing in our fiber optics, investing in workforce development. That's how I'm going to build the economy. If you want to say not a sense of urgency, you're wrong. Absolute sense of urgency about getting Rhode Islanders back to work. But I'm going to do it the right way.
Governor Lincoln Chafee, thank you for sitting down with us.
Thank you, Ian. My pleasure.